Renunciation takes various forms. True celibacy, then, is a form of renunciation in favor of a higher good. Instead of being a matter of denial or avoidance, renunciation is a question of how available we make ourselves for God's service. For each person, renunciation can take a different form suited to that individual's particular development. For example, those accustomed to the bustle of outer activity may find that renunciation requires them to withdraw and do less. But for those attached to being alone, renunciation might mean taking on more external involvements, activities, and relationships. The love of solitude may be a form of sense gratification, which is a weakness. Interactions with others may reveal that they are not nearly as detached from the world as they would like to be, because their ascetic lifestyle has become a buffer to protect them from genuine engagement in life. Many yogis who engage in their meditation under a tree, in a cave, or in the mountains would fall apart if they had to maintain daily contact with other people. In addition, we have all heard of swamis or gurus who, after spending years in the Himalayas, started making teaching tours to Europe or America, where they eventually fell from their exalted position and succumbed to temptation. The real test of renunciation comes as we encounter various situations in daily life. Renunciation means a genuine commitment to serve the Lord rather than ourselves in all circumstances. We must see ourselves as caretakers for the Lord rather than proprietors of anyone or anything. However, renunciation does not mean being impersonal or indifferent to relationships. On the contrary, it actually means being more caring, attentive, sharing, aware, and protective. Not because we are attached to our own fulfillment, but because we are making an offering to the Lord. What we are renouncing is the ascendancy of the false ego, which keeps us imprisoned in this material world.